This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 103 people are reported dead, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. The toll was the highest since a North Sea flood in 1962 killed 340 people. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning for Tuesday. In the Netherlands, thousands of residents of Limburg province were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. Waters were receding in the southern city of Maastricht, where there was no flooding, and in the town of Valkenburg, where there was damage but no injury. The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the 9-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 outbreak in the United States is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the country has reached a new coronavirus phase.
This is becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
New numbers show virus cases and deaths are up. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the numbers are high in areas with higher numbers of people unvaccinated.
Just four states accounted for more than 40% of all cases in the past week, with one in five of all cases occurring in Florida alone.
Zients says each virus death is tragic. Now it's even more tragic because they are preventable. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Britain's top medical advisor is worried about rising COVID infection numbers even as the country begins to reopen. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Chris Whitty has told a webinar that was hosted by London's Science Museum that the number of people in hospital with the coronavirus in Britain could reach quite scary levels within weeks as cases soar as a result of the rapid spread of the new contagious Delta variant and the lifting of lockdown restrictions. His comments come in the wake of government figures showing that new coronavirus infections have struck another six-month high and the number of people in hospital with COVID-19 and subsequently dying are at their highest level since March this year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Leaders of the Asia-Pacific trade group APEC, including U.S. President Joe Biden, Russia's Vladimir Putin, and China's Xi Jinping, pledged on Friday to work to expand sharing and manufacturing of COVID-19 vaccines to fight the global pandemic. The leaders, struggling to tame outbreaks exacerbated by the Delta variant, said they would encourage the voluntary transfer of vaccine production technologies on mutually agreed terms as the region prepared for future health shocks. The meeting highlights growing concerns around COVID-19, which is raging in the region as countries including Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Australia face new waves of infections. Archaeologists have discovered a rare stone delineating the city limits of ancient Rome that dates from the age of Emperor Claudius in 49 AD. In ancient Rome, the area of the Pomerium was a consecrated piece of land along the city walls where it was forbidden to farm, live, or build, and beyond which it was forbidden to enter with weapons. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.